I've wondered about that ever since it happened. I've been on trains where we run over people. Just laying between the track. Laying between the track like that, and I wondered about how it would about those boys. Now, of course, one said that they had marijuana. Another, I know we hit one over here at Tie Plant one time, and he had his bottle of whiskey with him, a black man, and he didn't move or nothing. And then another brakeman got killed. And he come in off the box high turn. And he went into the beer joint after he got, and he got tanked up. And he went around there close to the National Cemetery where he lived there, and he'd pulled his shoes off. And he lay there on the track, and that California train, passenger train, they hit him. They killed him. And at Carlisle one night, there's one laying there in a train. We was in the siding, and another train come along, and I found him, and he was laying between the rail, and it killed him. I wondered a lot of time. See, a lot of those people, if you get run over by a train, there's so much stuff underneath it that could cause you to underneath the train that could hit you, would cause maybe a puncture in you, a puncture in your body. And I've seen that, because I picked them up. And a medical examiner might think, well, that was caused by a knife or something, you know, when it was caused by something like a brake rigging on the train. It would come over hanging down like that and punch into you. Or see a lick on the head. A lick on the head, that could be caused easy, because the brake rigging is hanging down. It's hanging down there, see, and it could hit you on the head, or could hit you anywhere like that. I was on one job where the brakeman got killed, and I was in 30 feet of him in Hot Springs. We're sure he fell off or stumbled off of the footboard of an engine. We had a show train in Hot Springs, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. We never did know, because it was the conductor found his hat on the footboard. And we had two locomotives, a 1700 and a 2300. One was a smaller engine, the other the big one. We had two on account of get the show train up the hill in Hot Springs. Where the convention center is now is where we was unloading it, where that was a railroad yard. And the conductor told me to use one locomotive. And I said, okay. I was a swing brakeman, which we used to call them a list man, or in other words, you was a lead man for a brakeman. Conductor give you instructions what to do, or you get your switch list, and the rear brakeman, head brakeman, why you give them signals, and sometimes they call them or refer to them as a Boss Brakey, you know, because he's just the lead man. He didn't get any more money than the rest of them, but he was just the lead man. And he came by me and he said, LT, what do you want to do? And I said, drag two and shove three. That dragged number two track and would shove number three. Of course, had a lot of cars up there that show train. And it's a big carnival is what it was. And then the conductor told me to cut one engine off, that big engine off, and run it down the hill. And we're going to use one. And because it was easier to use one, if you could shove them. So that's what I did. And when I cut him off and give him a backup signal, I looked down there and there was a body. between the rail. And his name was Red Ailey. That was his nickname. His name was Ailey, but it was Red. And we, I told the conductor, I said, we run over one of these show niggers, Negroes, see. And he thought it was black. He had black stuff all over his face, you know. It was grease. And we made a closer look down there at him, and it was red. The conductor said, oh, my God, that's red. And he killed him. He fell off, and we'd run those engines. We'd run one engine over him. One engine had gone over him, his body, and the other one was, and the other big engine is halfway over him, see. And he had he'd cut his foot off. He'd cut his foot off, and, of course, he was dead. And we'd rolled him up, and he had punctured places on him, you know, where it, in his body, where it rolled him up, you know, and punctured places. And I wondered about those, all that big investigation they had over there. And I understand they did have marijuana in there. So, of course, I don't know what marijuana does to you. I know you'll get them started habit forming and such as that, but I've never smoked it and I never tasted it and I don't know what it is even. And of course it could make you go to sleep just like liquor, I guess. And some of these people we killed that found on track was, they didn't move. You know, they didn't move or anything, they just stayed there. And so I've seen where that they killed them and they're covered up with paper. You know, had paper, maybe it'd be laying on paper, had an old paper box, and I don't know why they'd want to lay down on the track. And some of them would lay down there with their head up on the rail. Well, you see, time you see them, you couldn't do anything with them. You couldn't stop or anything. It was kind of a mess, you know. And well, there's a lot of, I was on a caboose one time when the caboose over at West Memphis at Briark, we called it, and then in where the Missouri Pacific and Rock Island, they connected over there. And a lady operator over there, a woman, Miss Broderant, she threw the switch underneath the caboose. Is one of those puzzle-like switches that you line it, and she threw that, before we got by, she threw it over, threw the switch on the caboose. It didn't turn over and everything. One brakeman, conductor's named Budweiser, and he's hollering at the other brakeman, the rear brakeman, the flagman, said, pull the air, pull the air. Hank Harrison said, pull the air, said, you got a hold of the tail hose, said, you pull it yourself. See, the conductor had a hold of it, and he's hollering somebody else to pull it. And all this, we was trying to do is hold on, because just bumping up and down, see, over the ties. Up between Carlisle and Lone Oak one time, they found one side of the track up there where he had fell off a train or something, other, and he was dead laying along the right-of-way there. Then you see them, you'll see them dead, and then they'd get drunk and you'd get with their, cut their legs off or something. And over at Hot Springs one night, one of those winos, we found him laying in between the rail and at Hot Springs, just other side of Grand Avenue, and we run over. Run over him, cut his foot off. And he was under the locomotive. And it rolled him around a little bit, but he didn't move a time. He didn't move at all. He just laid there, but didn't have his head on the rail, just had a foot up on the rail. And so we run over and killed him. I mean, didn't kill him, but we got another wino come along there, and he told the police chief, see, we was afraid to back off of him. He was underneath the traction motors, under EMD, Electric Motor Division, a different one to Alcoa. And he said he'd crawl on there and pull him out. So the chief police, or police captain, he said, well, if you can, said, you pull him out. We done got the ambulance down there. So, and the medics couldn't get on there and get him. So this little bitty guy, this wino, well, he got him and brought him, and he got him in there, and we pulled him out. Pulled him out, and then one night over there, we run over one, didn't know we'd killed him till the next day. We didn't even see him. We don't know whether we're pretty sure he got on the back of the engine or tried to get on the car, and we went on in up to Hot Springs and tied up and everything. Didn't know we'd killed him till the next day. And somebody walking up the railroad track and found him in there. Found him dead, see?
Y'all must show people trying to hitch a ride?
Oh yeah, that was. They've been doing that ever since I went to work for them, and I even see them now. And they'd, of course, years ago there's a lot more empty boxcars and easy to get into, you know. Now then they have a where they haul stuff in coal cars used to, while they use hopper cars now. But they would crawl in the refrigerator cars, and they open up the hatches up there where you had fruit stuff. And you see, if it was, especially in the wintertime, they'd get in there and those fumes would kill them. They found people inside of refrigerator cars, you know, with a load of lemons or oranges or something like that. They'd crawl in them things and up in the hatch up there. Or, you know, where they, like in the summertime, it'd be full of ice. And they'd crawl up there and they'd just go get in that thing and ride. And then they'd, they'd get on the side of a tank car and their feet would be hanging out, and we'd go over a bridge, seeing their feet sticking out there, and it would cut them off. I mean, it would jerk them off, see? Yeah. Jerk them off on a steel bridge or something like that, and maybe they'd find them down under the bridge or you know, if it didn't fall on, maybe wrapped up around there and killed them. Or maybe... if they didn't do that, might not cut their legs off and everything else. Then we found them in pipe cars, big pipes. Well, we'd be hauling pipes. Well, they'd be riding in a coal car where they haul, you know, big water pipes. And they'd be at the end of a coal car where they're hauling this thing. And the pipe wouldn't fit all the way to the coal car. You'd have some slack on each end. Well, and they'd ride in the end of the coal cars, and so then if a train made a sudden stop or something like that, we'd squash him, see, and catch him in there and kill him, and it'd be in the, up the end of that pipe, and all time like that, we'd have him in that... And it's ride, you know, this catch on any place. Yeah.